And speaking of struggling with relationships...
Welcome back, an old friend.
Hello, Bridget.
Hi, it's Jones here.
And one of the most iconic novels of the 90s.
I read that when it first came out.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Sally Phillips reads Bridget Jones's Diary by Helen Fielding.
I love you, Bridge. Go away. You're drunk.
Part of BBC Radio 4's 90s season.
Surely I'm not that old.
Next Monday to Friday night at 10:45.
Oh, joy.
Now in Catherine Jaques' comedy Tea Time, Joe attempts to patch things up with Donna, Vicky and Rav try to redecorate the spare bedroom, and can Lisa and Uncle Bob cook some baked beans?
Tea Time by Catherine Jaques, Episode 4.
I gave you my heart right from the start, yeah.
Oh, you've dropped them. Look, they're unrolling. Bob, the bin bags, could you...
50 bin bags in a row.
Yeah, and 47 of them are in that flower bed. Pick them up, look. Vicky?
Vicky is usually home from work at 5:40.
Yeah, but tonight's a special night, isn't it? Vicky's going to B&Q, and her and Rav are doing their special mysterious decorating, so we don't want to get in there...
Hello?
Oh, Rav, you're here.
Oh, all right, Bob.
Rav, you're gorgeous.
Can you... Sorry, Tom, I just need to... Oh! That's the last of them.
What, the boxes? Are they all down?
Yeah, spare room's all clear. I'm putting them in the garage with all your other boxes.
Oh, all our stuff.
That's it. That's box 18. Funny how all the stuff you keep for years is the heavy stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's all heavy.
Yeah, isn't it funny?
No sign of Vic's?
Not yet, and we're going to... When she gets home, Vic said she wanted us to have a little bit of a chat.
Oh, did she? Chat about your special decorating of the bedroom, the little bedroom. Well, you won't know we're here, will they, Bob? I'll get straight out in the garage and you two can... Oh, give us your coat, Bob.
Oh, we got coat hooks for those, Donna, if you...
Oh, well, we always just shove them
on the banister. Right.
Now, where are my post-its?
The Guinness World Record for most post-it notes stuck on your face in a minute is 60.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, one a second. You showed me the video. There are your post-its.
For my Guinness World Record.
Oh, and here are mine.
For sticking on what belongs to you.
Yeah.
Now, what belongs to Joe?
For dividing up my marriage. Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad you're on top of it. Now, sit down, love, OK? Look, watch a bit of telly.
Right, I'll get on upstairs.
And we're not going to bother you, Rav. You and Vicky want to get that room sorted and have your special chat. Bob, don't bother Rav, OK? Don't interrupt him. Rav's not worrying about us tonight.
And then it'll be tea time.
Yeah, Rav will do us some tea, won't you, Rav? You just let us know what we're having, OK?
Yeah, we'll do, Donna. Howdy, mate.
Joe. You're gorgeous.
That's it, Bob, mate. Still gorgeous. How you doing? I didn't know you'd be, Is Vicky and Rav not about?
Tonight's a special night.
Oi, oi.
Vicky's gone to B&Q.
That's my girl. Lovely. Get a trolley and have a bit of a slide down the aisles.
And then we'll have some tea.
I should think so, me old mate. I should think so. So, Donna, she's,
Donna's my sister.
That's it, I'm on top of that. I've grasped that, Robert. But is she not,
She's not married to you anymore.
All right, well, break it to me gently, mate. I love you. I do. I love you, Bob. So Donna's not about then?
No, Donna's in the garage.
Is she?
Sorting out the boxes.
Cheers, mate.
Dividing up your possessions.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you.
Blimey, what's all this? Bob?
No.
Oh.
You all right, Don?
Yeah, busy.
What are you sorting out?
The wreckage of my life.
All right, well, give it away from me.
Didn't think you'd come.
Here's your man. What's his name? Jerry, is it? Kerry?
His name's Terry, and he's not my man. How's your wellness?
Nah, decided to just stick with...
Unwellness.
Yeah, that's it, easier. So the wellness is another thing I've cocked up, if you're keeping a list.
My list is probably in one of these boxes. I'll shove it in a bin bag.
We'll make a poster of it, up to you. So Vicky and Rev having a clear out, then?
They're doing the spare room.
What, Vicky's old room? The baby's room? No, she's not.
Don't jump the gun, Grandpa Joe. I'm not asking questions.
Are you knitting booties?
Why, are you running out?
I am, as it goes.
Well, I'll make you a little hat too, shall I?
Yeah, blue pom-pom on top. Strap under the chin like Lisa had. Do you remember?
Oh, that picture with her and the snowman.
Her face.
She was furious.
She was furious. It was my carrot.
Bin bags are over there.
Right, come on in. Let's get this done.
It's me!
Ricky's up being cute and then we're going to have some tea.
I'm definitely interested in the tea bit.
Lisa, you are gorgeous.
Hi, Uncle Bob. Are you in an actual horror film?
No.
Is your head a yellow pine cone?
No.
Are you doing a world record for how many post-it notes you can stick on your face?
Yes.
Oh, amazing. Let's have a go. I've got high cheekbones, so I'll easily be the best at this. Oh, great. Here's Vicky.
Literally in my house.
Vicky, you are gorgeous.
Oh, hi, Uncle Bob.
Hi, Mum and Dad's second favourite child. Don't come in if you're still being boring about paint colours. Blue's basically blue. We're over it.
Sky blue, aqua blue, royal blue, presidential blue, ocean restfulness, California noon, peacock flank, domestic accident blue.
Oh, boys in blue, bolt from the blue. Blue, blue, electric blue.
Why always around my house blue? Why have you two got post-it notes all over your chin blue?
We're doing a Guinness World Record blue.
I blew off.
Right. I'm going out to find Rav and put testers on the wall.
Is that what you call it? Right, come on. First to 60 post-its.
Did you actually blow off?
I did, yeah.
So Vicky's wedding dress hanging up there?
Yeah, she's had it dry cleaned.
B&Q, dry cleaning? Who she thinks she is, Lord Sugar? So what you found so far?
Oh, 30 years of nothing. Stuff we haven't missed.
I've missed you.
Don't start. No, don't, Joe. I brought bin bags, look. I'm chucking stuff. If you don't miss it after 2 years, you don't need it, eh?
Well, if you do miss it...
You don't. Not after this long.
Hey, what's in here? Pans.
Oh, that can all go. Kitchen stuff. This cake tin, look, your mum gave me that. She despaired of me never baking cakes.
I despaired of her never wearing a bra.
Oh, Donna, wouldn't it be nice for Joe to come home to a cake?
Would it be nicer to come home to a mum whose knockers were under control? Oi, oi, here we are. Oh, look at this. You remember? Oh, Don, what was it? Who was it from? Down the pub, he gave it to us.
Look, it's our first wedding anniversary from Dumpy.
That's him, Dumpy.
We kept it on top of the fridge all those years.
Well, look at the dust. Supposed to be good stuff, wasn't it?
Dumpy said to drink it at our golden wedding.
Does wine last 50 years?
Not sure Dumpy lasted 50 years.
Yeah, poor old Dumpy.
Maybe he died of having a tiny neck.
He had a small neck.
I've never known a neck like it. Oh, poor old Dumpy.
Let's open it. Let's drink it.
No.
Why not? It's what the dumpster would have wanted. Here are, there's some camping mugs in here, look. I'll get a corkscrew from the kitchen.
Oh, no, Joe.
It's good stuff, this. Old no-neck Dumpy wouldn't have wanted us not to drink it. Poor old Dump. Come on, we could toast there when his head stayed on his shoulders all those years.
Oh, go on then. For the dumpster. Let's nick it.
Get him!
Tiny pots of paint alert.
Yes, come on, you blues. Hello.
Oh my god, you can see the balls.
That's no big deal. 18 boxes, just the 18. All 18 boxes. Aww. Hello.
Oh, I love this wallpaper.
Seriously?
Dad put up for my 13th birthday. Took him months. Every time I came home, there was one more tiny bit done. By the time it got finished, I was probably 14, but I loved it.
What? You chose it? I thought your mum must have.
I saw it in a catalogue. There was a girl wearing bootcut jeans and a crop top. I could picture her sitting by this wallpaper and she was reading a magazine and she looked like she could roller skate. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I thought she was a goddess. I thought she could do anything she liked. And if I had a flowery wallpaper, I could do anything too. Well, then we saw it on the meat pie advert.
You what?
Remember that advert? What's 40 because we're all hungry.
Yeah.
They had this wallpaper.
No.
They did, in the kitchen. We were screaming. One of the best days of my life. Oh, I love this wallpaper. I mean, obviously, by the time I was 15, I'd covered it with posters.
Yeah, Edmonds.
I did not fancy Noel Edmonds.
Lies.
I just said that once he made me feel...
Turned on.
I didn't say that.
Sexually aroused.
I never said that.
Horny, in a sex way, because of his beard, his sexy beard.
Oh, yeah.
Right, come on.
What?
You can tell me. The thing. The thing you said you'd tell me when you got home.
Oh, OK. I just wanted to talk to you about something, that's all.
Uncle Bob says what's for tea.
Right. Is it Uncle Bob saying it or is it you saying it?
It's Uncle Bob. And me, we're both saying it.
Mum and Dad are in the garage, by the way.
Together?
Yes.
Are they shouting?
Not so far.
They talk about Dad losing all their money and going to bed for 6 weeks and Mum shagging someone else.
Probably, to be honest.
Well, thanks for keeping us posted.
OK. So what is for tea?
Mm. Well, I tell you what, you can tell it's good stuff.
Swirl it round your mouth, Don.
Ooh.
Mmm. Mmm. Oh, yes. It's got notes of black cherry.
Like yoghurt?
Yeah, but, winey yoghurt.
Lovely. Can you believe we kept wine that long? If you got wine, you get it drunk.
Well, something's worth hanging on to. To marriage.
To Dumpy. Big of heart and tiny of neck.
They're not getting rid of that meat pie wallpaper, are they? It was famous, that wallpaper.
It's 20 years, Joe.
It's Vicky's 13th birthday.
And how long did it take you to put up?
Well, we all know whose fault that was.
You kept coming home in overalls.
I just started at the garage, didn't I? You couldn't resist me.
I could. Just not in overalls.
One bit of wallpaper a week and you would drag me into the bedroom. I mean, it's not my fault I was married to a sex pest.
Oh, that day we saw it on the telly.
I'll never forget it.
Mum, Vicky's wallpaper's on a meat pie advert.
Oh, what a bloody day.
Oh, all these old birthday cards. Why do we keep these? To Joe from Ray and Sylvia.
Who?
God knows. Glad we kept it for 20 years, though. Oh, bloody hell. Joe, look at these.
No. No, show me that one. Oh, you're having a laugh. Oh, my God, do you remember?
Were we hammered? We must have been hammered.
I bloody hope so. It was your idea. You wanted us to draw each other.
Did I just watch Titanic? Why'd I draw you on a swing?
Never mind that. Why'd you draw me with fingers the size of legs?
Well, it's just your hands holding the rope.
My fingers are longer than the rope. They're longer than my legs.
Well, I tell you what, though. It's better to have leg-length fingers than finger-length legs.
No, you're joking. Nobody wants massive spindly fingers. People forgive tiny legs.
Not finger-sized ones.
I think my one of you's quite good. You look a bit of all right.
I look young.
You still look young.
No. I look haggard. Tired, saggy.
Saggy and haggard?
Saggard.
Well, you look young to me.
Yeah, that feels like a nice thing to say, but actually what you're saying is I look young to you, but to everyone else I look like a knackered old handbag.
You see, that's typical you, turning a compliment into an insult. I'm saying you look lovely. You look lovely. Look at you. With your hair all... Who cares about everyone else? To everyone else, you look young and lovely and married to me, so everyone else can back off.
Are you two shouting?
Not yet.
Is that a drawing of an octopus? Who did that? It's rubbish.
Is your uncle okay?
Vicky and Rav are being weird upstairs and you two are being weird in here. Who's making tea?
Okay. There you go. That's all four blues.
Identical?
They're identical. Right, now you're going to tell me.
What's happened about tea?
Never mind about tea. I'll do something from the freezer.
Hang on. Lisa, can you put the oven on?
Does she know how to put the oven on?
She's 26. It's good to give her little challenges.
Right, Vix, what's going on? Why are we getting this room sorted?
I'm not pregnant.
Right.
Did you think I was?
Well, obviously.
Sorry. Were you pleased?
Well, I hadn't decided. So, you're not?
Well, we said we'd wait.
Yeah, but I thought you might have...
I've got to do it without you.
Okay, well, good.
We might have one, mightn't we, one day?
Yeah. Sweet little chubby one.
Oh, it'll definitely involve your sweet little chubby one.
Rude.
Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk to you about.
But are you going to carry on letting your mum think it is so she'll finish sorting the boxes?
They want me to be manager.
What, the whole team?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
More money, charge the whole lot, running conferences, whatever.
Well, you'd be brilliant. You'd be...
I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I don't want to be a manager. I don't want to work there. I never wanted to work there. It was supposed to be temporary. Well, I figured out what I wanted to do, and suddenly I'm manager.
It's okay.
I don't want to be manager. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Living in my mum and dad's house.
It's our house now.
We put the sofa in a different corner, but it's still their house. Never wanted to live in this house. I never wanted to live in this town. We were going to go somewhere else, weren't we? Manchester, America. People go all over the place. Louise Bancroft from school went to London.
Do you want to go to London?
Ugh, obviously not. But how do we know if we just stay here?
We bought it, though. Like, we own the house.
You've got work and we've got mates and we've got...
Vix, where's the oven?
I mean, it's a bit like we've already got kids.
It is. It's like we've got four kids. It's in the kitchen!
Is she actually a real person?
Loosely.
Look, you can do whatever you want, Vix. You don't have to work there.
It was never my dream to do insurance.
Weird.
It was never your dream to do school dinners.
You see, you get to know each other when you're married.
So, I was thinking, we should do the restaurant, shouldn't we? You could totally do it, and I'd run it. We'd love it. It could be anywhere. I've been looking into it. If they think I can do conferences, I can totally do a restaurant. And it'd be ours. I'll do a course. I'll carry on at work for now, not as manager. They can shove their manager up their industrial estate. I don't want to do it for them. If I'm doing it for us.
Our own little restaurant?
Or our own big restaurant. We can do what we like, can't we? But let's do something. That's the thing. Let's not do nothing. Let's not be them.
Do you mean it? We could, couldn't we? We could actually do it. Hang on. Are you going to want to call our restaurant Noel's House Party?
The songwriter's already working on it.
The thing is, sometimes people put ovens up high and sometimes they put them down low. So it's confusing. Do you know what I mean?
It's hard to find things when your face is covered with post-it notes.
Yeah, that is easier to see, actually.
Let's cook fish fingers.
Actually, sometimes I'm good at doing stuff when I can't see.
Fish fingers are 12 to 15 minutes in a grill.
Like, I would say I am really good at having a wee in the dark.
Three fish fingers per person.
So I can go to the bathroom in the dark, find the loo in the dark, and once you're sitting on the loo, you can just wee in the dark.
I think I might have a beer.
Actually, sometimes, in the middle of the night, if I, like, really zone out while I'm weeing, I can slightly go back to sleep, which is quite good, isn't it? Is there a Guinness World Record for sleep weeing?
No.
Oh, that's a shame, because I'd say that's actually one of my skills.
Right. All that's for the tip. What's in here? Oh, Joe.
What you got there? Papers?
No, it doesn't matter. No, don't.
Oh. Ready, Steady Joe. Always was a stupid name.
That was a good name. No, it was a bit of a stupid name.
Didn't matter as it turned out. Stupid name. Stupid garage. Stupid idiot thinking he could set it up and get it up and running and not cock it up like everything else he's ever tried. What's in this one? No! Look at these!
Your Joverals!
Ready, Steady Joe's Ready, Steady Joverals! You know, I wanted to, I mean, you like me in overalls. It's got to be the main thing. I could have got cheap ones, but they had to be top of the range.
What are you doing?
You know, waterproof. Anti-static, flame retardant, micro-porous. Look at that. They still fit. What do you reckon? Have I still got it?
Depends what it is.
What a bloody idiot. What do I need 8 pairs? I didn't have 8 staff. I didn't have 2 staff in the end. And none of them needed any overalls with the stupid logo on. Tell you what, though. Look at your face.
What?
The way you're looking at me.
I'm not.
That's why I paid the big bucks. That face is worth 60 quid a pop.
90 quid.
Was it?
I'm not. Stop it. I'm not doing any face. You're a good mechanic, Joe. There was just a lot of talk about the logo.
Just wanted to get the colours right.
Not much talk about premises costs.
Well.
Or insurance.
Well, no, but...
Or how to run a business.
I'm sorry, Don.
Okay.
House, job, marriage. It's a lot to lose, isn't it?
Tell you what, though. You hung on to that birthday card from Ray and Sylvia.
Yeah, I did. I did. Let's frame it.
We didn't lose the house. We don't live in it, we don't own it, but we're here, in it, aren't we? We still come here all the time. It's that family, this house.
Yeah.
Got married here. Kids grew up here. And Vicky and Rav are upstairs right now doing it up for our grandkids to grow up in. Well, that's something. We're in it, Joe. We lost a bit of pride, but we still got the house.
Let's sell the house.
Do you mean it?
It's worth loads more now. I was looking online. We can use the profit for the restaurant and we can go where we like.
Just the two of us?
What? I'm not saying we won't see them. We don't have to go to Hawaii.
Although I would look good in a coconut bikini.
Just somewhere else. We don't have to live near them.
Or see them every day.
Or turn into them.
Yeah, let's sell the house.
Yeah. Oh. You don't mean coconut bikini. Bikini's top and bottom.
Okay, thanks, bikini correspondent. Just coconuts on the top half, then. I wouldn't want to...
But if you cut the shell into slices, you could use that for the bottom bit.
What is this? Good idea Thursday?
Put the baked beans in the pan.
In the pan, right.
Turn the heat on.
That's on. Oh, yeah, look, that's heating them underneath. I mean, it's not that I don't know, but you're good at this stuff. Do you learn it at work?
It's good to learn skills.
Thanks, Uncle Bob.
Lisa, you're gorgeous.
Aw, you are.
But you're crap at doing cooking.
Is there any more in that bottle?
It's a never-ending... Oh, no, it's ended. Oh. Well, happy golden wedding.
Cheers.
Shall we stay married?
No. Hey, why don't you set fire to them?
What?
Your Ready Steady Joe papers. If they're making you sad, if it's making you feel all saggard... I mean, you're not, actually. Look at you. You're still... But you should move on from it.
No, that's a good idea.
You don't need them.
I'll set fire to them.
Yeah, set fire to them. Look, use that bin. That's metal. Just tip them all in.
Shall I do it?
Oh, look, there's a lighter here. Get rid of it. Move on.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Right, they're in the bin.
We're doing it. Right.
Don, what are you doing?
Oh.
I was going to take it outside.
Well, I've done it now.
There it goes. Look at that.
Ah, oh, end of an era. Oh, Joe.
I'd have liked my own garage.
I would have liked my own hot tub.
There it goes.
Oof, well, that's that then. Now you'll do something else.
I might. First I'll do this.
Noise. Oh my God, Mum!
The clothes rail. Joe, it's burning.
Yeah, but also, are you and Dad kissing?
No, Joe.
Get it, move it away.
No, don't, Joe. You'll hurt yourself.
Oh my God!
Get it away from the clothes.
Oh, but they're only old clothes.
It's Vicky's wedding dress.
Oh. Can you smell?
It smells like Lisa found the oven.
Oh, little girl's growing up.
But we're the ones leaving home.
Yep, we're grown-ups all right. Hey, where's that paintbrush?
What are you doing?
Is this grown-up? If I do this, in presidential blue, is this grown-up?
That's it. You have to put hairs on the balls. Do it massive. Oh, that's it. Oh, let's have a go.
Yeah, that'll cover the wallpaper.
Do lines coming out the top.
I like your one. It's very lean.
Thanks very much.
Well, you've got to test them properly, don't you? See what colour looks good.
Vicky, Rev, are you drawing a massive cock and balls on the wall?
Yep.
That's what we're doing, Bob, yeah.
Hiya.
Okay, the garage is on fire.
What?
Oh, my God!
Lisa, stand back!
What's going on?
You all right? Oh, my God!
Get out of the way! Get back!
Your wedding dress!
It doesn't matter!
It doesn't matter, Joe.
Put that fire's bucket and a lot of oxygen.
Right, get back. I've got this.
What are you doing? What's in that pan?
Baked beans.
What?
They're like liquid. They're not actually like liquid.
You can't cut off oxygen with baked beans.
Fine. Well, what about these?
Stop chucking fish fingers at the fire.
Lisa, you know nothing about cooking or fires.
I'm getting a fire.
Joe, what are you doing, Dad?
Dad, what are you doing?
They're flame retardant.
The overalls, they are. He got the expensive ones.
Dad!
He's blowing it on the fire.
Chuck these other overalls on the flames. Chuck them over it. Take those. Look.
That's working. It's working.
I'm ready to study overalls. They're working.
So you'd honestly rather have tiny little finger-sized legs? Why would you ride a bike?
When do you ever ride a bike?
I'm just saying, with finger-sized legs, you'd be a freak of nature.
But you might get your own show on Channel 5.
But leg-sized fingers, I'm sorry. How'd you text? How'd you pick your nose?
Oh. Yeah, because those are the main two things.
Mm. So tiny little ant legs and you couldn't get upstairs, could you?
If you had fingers in the size of legs, you couldn't light a match. and he couldn't set a fire to the carriage.
Very good, yes, thank you. But if I had finger-sized legs, I couldn't have pulled on these jovarals, and your mum wouldn't be looking at me like that.
I'm not looking at you like anything. I'm looking at that beard behind you. Passes it.
Oh, she's looking at me, I can feel her eyes burning into me.
That's a good job, you're flame retardant.
Oh, you know it, mate, you know it. So, have I still got my eyebrows?
I shouldn't be having this beer. We had all that wine.
When?
Me and your dad found that bottle. Do you remember? The one from the top of the fridge for our golden wedding.
No way. Oh, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Mum and Dad just drank their golden wedding wine.
What? Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Wow. How was that?
Well, unbelievable.
Was it?
Another level. Notes of black cherry, your dad said. He's surprisingly sophisticated sometimes.
Lisa drank your golden wedding wine in 2008.
What?
Vicky! Replaced for a $4.99 from the garage.
Oh, shut up.
Second favourite child.
Oh, my God. You're such a little... You're joking. Wait till your dad hears. Bloody black cherry. What's he know? Lisa, you're disinherited. I mean it. You're not getting your dad's birthday card from Ray.
Sheila.
I mean, who wants to run your own business anyway?
Well, actually,
that's the hardest thing in the world.
No, the hardest thing in the world is diamond.
Actually, me and Vix have been talking about that.
Diamonds?
No. About starting our own business. Vix, haven't we? A restaurant?
No way.
Yeah. Well, the two of you?
We could do it.
Of course you could.
Don't get Lisa to work in it.
How about that, Don? The two of them living in this house, making a success of a business. Oh. It feels right, doesn't it?
Anyway, that's what I wanted to talk to Rav about.
Oh, was it? So you're not the decorating and everything?
Well, I didn't think you were. I mean, your mum did.
What about you?
Definitely not pregnant.
No, how did you two get on in the garage? Before you set fire to it?
Oi, oi, they want us there, Don.
Ridiculous. Anyway, I've got my own room at Bob's. We get to come round here to our old house, see each other for a bit and go home on our own. Perfect setup.
Mm. Yeah, for now, love. She's warming up.
Yeah, you were pretty warm when I saw you. You have flames coming out of you.
Yeah, still got it, love.
As long as we've got all of you round here, it works for everyone, doesn't it?
Mm. Actually, Mum.
No, Vix.
Oh, it'll cost you a fair bit, though, this restaurant.
Well, we wanted to talk to you, actually. We were thinking to raise the money.
Vix, not tonight. Don't spoil it. Don't tell him tonight.
What's he saying?
Nothing, just...
We were talking about...
That meat pie advert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the wallpaper.
Yeah, it was one of the best days of our life, wasn't it, Bob, mate?
Best days.
What's 40? Because we're all hungry. It's a wholesome, warming Meadows meat pie. Family's all here and the oven's on, so we're sitting down and we're ready for our Meadows meat pie.
So we imagine, please.
I'll have cheese, please.
We've all made a date, so we want it on our plate. Oh, we're all in good cheer because the family's all here and it's filled with meat and good.
And Meadows meat pie.
Yay! Yes, Bob.
Mum?
Yes, love?
Vicky drew a massive penis on her wallpaper.
Lisa?
With hairs on the balls.
What, on the wallpaper?
Disinherited.
Second favourite child.
Definitely.
Third, probably.
When I come home, oh, yeah, tell me all about it.
Tea Time starred Stephen Brandon as Uncle Bob, Amy Fionn Edwards as Vicky, Philip Glenister as Joe, Prasanna Pooanaraja as Rev, Katie Redford as Lisa, and Samantha Spiro as Donna. It was written by Catherine Jakewes and was produced by Sam Ward. It was a BBC Studios